A reformist commitment, Caleb repeated, and Stainer nodded again, far more serenely than Charlian suspected she would have been able to in response to the same question.
One step at a time, Caleb, the Archbishop said calmly. One step at a time. Merlin was right when he said God can creep in through the cracks whenever he decides to. But we're going to have to let him do this in his own good time, I think. First, let us correct the gross, obvious abuses. Once we have people in the habit of actually thinking about matters of doctrine and church policy, it will be time to begin suggesting more substantive changes.
He's right, Caleb, Charlian said quietly. Caleb looked at her, and she reached across to touch the side of his face. It was a conversation they'd had often enough, and she knew how bitterly it grated upon his sense of responsibility that he literally dared not rip away the mask, expose the full, noisome extent of the lies and perverted faith which were the entire foundation of the Church of God awaiting. Not doing that was going to be the true, supreme challenge of his life.
I know he is love, Caleb replied. I don't have to like it, and I won't pretend I do, but I know he's right. In the meantime, I'm starting to think young Saithwick might actually make a good candidate for the Inner Circle in a year or two, Stainer said.
You're joking, Charlian realized she was sitting bolt upright in her chair, her eyes wide.
I don't know why you should think anything of the sort, Your Majesty.
Stainer's tone was imperturbability itself, although there was a slight twinkle in his eyes, and Charlian felt her own eyes narrowing. Fairman Saithwick was the newly consecrated Archbishop of Emerald, barely 40 years old, less than 37 in Terran standard years in point of fact. He came from a conservative family, and his nomination had been firmly supported by Emerald's House of Knights. That was scarcely the pedigree of a rebellious radical, she thought. Yet, as she studied Stainer's expression,
"You're not joking," she said slowly.
"No, I'm not." He smiled gently at her. "You might want to remember that I'm the one with primary responsibility for evaluating Al's reports about the senior clergy," he pointed out. "Given that, I don't suppose it should be too surprising for me to have a somewhat different perspective. On the other hand, you should also remember who it was who nominated him in the first place."
"Narmon," Caleb said thoughtfully.
"Precisely, Your Grace."
Stainer bobbed his head in Caleb's direction in a half-bow.
"You, of course, were never faced with the necessity of making a nomination, given my own fortuitous and vastly qualified presence right there in Telesburg."
Caleb made an indelicate sound, and Stainer chuckled. But then his expression sobered.
"You didn't have that luxury in Coruscant, though, Caleb, and Charlian didn't have it in Chisholm, or Narmon in Emerald. Mind you, I've been quite satisfied with everything I've seen of Brainerd. Both by the way he supported me and the Crown when Charlian organized the Imperial Parliament here in Telesburg, and by the way he supported both of you and me there in Chiraeth since. And I think you've been quite satisfied with him too."
He held Caleb's eye until the Emperor nodded, then shrugged.
"We take what God gives us, and we do the best with it that we can, Caleb," he said simply. "And in this case, I think he's given us some sound timber to work with. Powell Brainerd is a good, solid, reliable man. He's loyal to God and to Charlian, in that order. And however much he might have wished it weren't so, he recognizes how corrupt the vicarate's become. I'm sorry to say I don't think he'll ever be ready for the complete truth, any more than Regis or Baron Green Mountain. But he's just as good a man as they are. Yet I'm actually inclined to think Narmon may have found an even greater treasure in Saithwick."
The
The Archbishop's lips seemed to twitch for a moment, and he shook his head.
I'm not at all certain, mind you, but I rather had the impression he was probing to see just how revolutionary, in a doctrinal sense, I was prepared to be. I don't have any idea yet where it is he wants to go, although I'm sure I'll get around to figuring it out soon enough. I want a little longer to watch him in action, mind you, but I'm serious. I think that ultimately he may make a very good candidate for the inner circle. And, let's face it, the more senior churchmen we can recruit, the better.
Well, I doubt anyone could argue with that, Charlian conceded. Then she shook herself and stood. And on that note, Archbishop Michael, I'm going to call this conference to an end and drag my husband off to bed before he decides to break out the whiskey and stay up all night carousing with you long distance.
Carousing? Caleb repeated in injured tones. I'll have you know that one doesn't carouse with an archbishop.
I didn't say he'd be the one doing the carousing either, she pointed out with a stern twinkle. And while it's barely the 20th hour where he is, it's well past 24th here. An empress in my delicate condition needs her sleep, and if I'm going to get any sleep, I need my hot water bottle. I mean, my beloved husband.
She grinned at him.
I can't imagine how I came to misspeak myself that way.
Oh, no?
Caleb climbed out of his own chair, eyes laughing while both of them heard Stainer chuckling over the comm. Charlian regarded him with bright-eyed innocence and shook her head. Absolutely, she assured him. I would never think of you in such purely utilitarian and selfish terms. I can't imagine how a phrase like that could have somehow slipped out that way.
Well, I can, he told her ominously. And I assure you, young lady, there's going to be a penalty.
Really? She cocked her head, then batted her eyes at him. Oh, goody. Should I ask one of the guardsmen to find us the peach preserves? After all, it's not going to be all that much longer before I start losing the athleticism to really enjoy them, you know.
Caleb made a strangled sound, his face turning a rather alarming shade of red as he fought his laughter, and she giggled delightedly, then looked at the Archbishop and smiled sweetly.
And on that note, Michael, good night.